As Massachusetts businesses reopen, residents face a raft of very personal decisions. Do you go to that newly reopened store? Do you go out for dinner, even al fresco? If you're finding it hard to weigh your choices, experts on medical decision-making say, don't worry, it's not you. WBUR's Kerry Goldberg spoke with some of those experts.
Dr. Stephen Woloshin misses his mother. She's at heightened risk if she catches the coronavirus because of her age, but he wanted to visit her if it wasn't too risky for her. If anyone is capable of assessing those risks, Woloshin is. He's a professor at the Dartmouth Institute for Health Policy and Clinical Practice. But even he found it hard.
There's a lot of uncertainty, and it's really hard to act under uncertainty, and the stakes are high. They are high.
He thought of getting tested to be sure he wouldn't endanger his mother, but he calculates that the testing is so inaccurate, it's no guarantee of being virus-free, at least in places where the virus is widespread. He recently wrote a paper about this problem in the New England Journal of Medicine. So he has a lot of sympathy for everyday citizens trying to decide what they dare to do.
This combination of uncertainty and high stakes it's like the perfect storm of anxiety and it's hard for all of us to make decisions and know what to do.
This is not a new challenge in medicine. Doctors often have to make judgment calls without perfect knowledge. It comes up in decisions about how to treat cancer and many other diseases that we know a lot more about than COVID-19.
Because that's what medical decision-making is all about, because there's so many variables and there's so much limited information, and yet we have to act. And that's the challenge that clinicians face all the time.
But it's new to everyone who's making personal health decisions in a pandemic. And there's an added wrinkle. Your decisions affect not just you, but people who could catch the virus from you.
The decisions are intensely personal, and they're also intensely societal at the same time, which is partly what makes it difficult.
Dr. Eve Wittenberg is a senior research scientist at the Harvard Chan School of Public Health. She says some decisions, like visiting a relative, may affect only one or two people.
Whereas going out to eat is different in that it affects you, and it also affects the other people in the restaurant, as well as, importantly, the workers in the restaurant. So there's this like two-sided bit for all of these decisions.
Wittenberg says she understands the yearning for a simple formula to guide decisions, something like how much virus is in your area, factor in the type of activity, and how high your personal risk is because of age and health conditions, then do the math.
That desire to have more precision in our risk is natural and it's reasonable, and it's not something we can do right now. It's really not.
Because we just don't have the data. At best, she says, we can put activities into buckets of low, medium, or high risk.
Then I think we can sort of get some parameters, some boundaries on making decisions that it will at least feel a little bit more satisfying than this completely, who knows what to do, we're all going to do something different.
And of course, these experts say we can minimize risk by wearing a mask, washing hands, and following all the guidance from health authorities. Carnegie Mellon Professor Baruch Fischhoff, a leading thinker on risk analysis, says struggling with these decisions is not a personal failure. It's an institutional one.
We're all left to our own wits. There's an enormous mobilization of the scientific community, but what the community is producing is not delivered to us in a form that we can use. And it's confusing, it's uncertain, it's changing.
He says there should be a national scientific body assessing the latest research and giving us all much more guidance on how to act. For example, he says, if parents are considering sending a child back to daycare, they want to know not just what's being done to sanitize it, but what the risk is of going back. Without that, Fischhoff says, all you can do is look for the most reliable information available.
And then, hope for the best. Try not to add the insult of regret to the injury if things go bad.
And he says creativity can help. These days, instead of sit-down dinners with family members, he and his wife have what they call standoffs at a distance in the backyard. As for Dr. Stephen Woloshin and his hope to visit his mother in New Jersey, he factored in one more element, her opinion.
She's very feisty and she's sort of a risk-taking person. And she said, just come down and visit. I miss you. So
So, taking precautions, of course, he will. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Goldberg.